This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. For over a year, WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has been speaking with a woman we're calling Linda. Linda was sexually assaulted in Charlotte over 3 years ago in June of 2015. When she began speaking to D'Elia, she didn't have many answers about the progress of her case. But over the course of WFAE's investigation, there have been major developments. Today marks the final installment of She Says, and we should say it's the final installment for now. Also tonight at the McGlowan Theater in Uptown Charlotte, WFAE's Charlotte Talks will host a public conversation about the podcast, but also about how sexual assault is investigated in Charlotte. Here to talk more about these matters is the host and lead reporter of the She Says podcast, Sarah D'Elia. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Mark.
Well, the podcast has been largely following the story of Linda and her search for justice as she has navigated the criminal justice system. But there have been some detours highlighted in your report. What are some of the other avenues that you've been able to explore in She Says?
So we wanted this podcast to really go beyond Linda's story. And I had an idea from the very beginning. I wanted to follow the path of a sexual assault kit. So we started by speaking to SANE nurses, and that stands for Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner. And they're these nurses that do the sexual assault exam when there's been an assault. So we went from there to speaking to officials at crime labs, and we learned about how these kits are actually tested and the importance of DNA evidence. Then we went on to explore the crime lab backlog epidemic. We went on to talk to experts about the intricacies of CODIS. It's the system of DNA databases that can actually link convicted felons to other crimes. And we tried our best to include as many perspectives as we could, including retired and current law enforcement, to weigh in on issues with the criminal justice system, and looked into further evidence about training and policies at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department and other agencies in the state. One thing that was really important to us was to tell another story that had some differences compared to Linda's, because we know that sexual assault looks different for everyone. So in episode 6, we actually told a different woman's story, Emily's story. She's a Huntersville woman who was sexually assaulted in her home. And in that case, the assailant was actually caught fairly quickly, confessed, and took a plea deal. Emily had a relatively good experience with police. Her trauma actually came from a different source, the media. So trauma is different for everyone, and we wanted to show that.
And throughout this, listeners played an important part in the reporting process of She Says. How did that come about?
Well, we asked our listeners to share their stories with us about their experience with sexual assault and navigating the criminal justice system. And we played those calls at the very end of episodes. And one week we noticed that we had a couple of phone calls from listeners who said that they didn't have access to sexual assault exams either because of the distance to a hospital or the hospital that they went to just didn't have them. So that inspired WFAE reporter Alex Olgan and myself to take a look into what resources are available to licensed hospitals within the state of North Carolina. Our findings are in episode 9. So listeners were a really important part to this project.
And Sarah, you are calling this the final episode of the podcast for now. So can we expect to hear more from the She Says topic?
Well, Linda has an open case, so there definitely will be developments, but we're just not sure what those developments are at the moment. But I do plan to continue to follow her case and see what justice looks like for her.
And what has CMPD said about the podcast?
Well, I put in a request for a comment from CMPD this week, and I spoke with CMPD Deputy Chief Katrina Grau about their reactions to our reporting.
So the investigation into this particular case, in Linda's case that you've been highlighting on the podcast, has revealed some kind of unique challenges that, as an organization, I don't think we've ever experienced. And I'm in the process, as we speak, of thoroughly reviewing the case, and I have identified some opportunities for us to improve.
And we're hoping that tonight, during our public conversation event, we'll be able to share more of their reactions and reflections to our reporting.
In this last episode of the podcast that launched today, there are some big reveals, and I don't want to give them away, but are there any details that you can share?
Well, there was a big development that kept us up kind of late last night as we were trying to finish this episode. This week, Grau reached out to Linda. She wanted to go over Linda's case, and the conversation actually took place at Linda's house. It was over 2.5 hours long, and I spoke to Linda on the phone after their talk, Here's a little bit of her reaction to their conversation.
This is hard. And, you know, it's kind of, it's bittersweet. And then there's still that part of me that's like, I didn't feel like they've been much help to me. And now all of a sudden I've got somebody that seems helpful.
So listeners will have to tune in to hear a little bit more of the reaction, but there's definitely more that we dive into in this week's episode of the podcast.
So as we've mentioned tonight, WFAE's Charlotte Talks will host a panel discussion called Beyond, She Says, Surviving Sexual Assault in Charlotte. Sarah, you'll be on the panel. What can we expect from the discussion?
Well, Charlotte Talks host Mike Collins will moderate tonight's discussion. I'll be there, as well as Deputy Chief Grau, Crystal Emmerich with Brave Step. That's a local group that supports sexual assault survivors, will be on the panel, and she's a survivor herself. And we'll also be joined by Lieutenant John Summerendike with the Fayetteville Police Department. He was actually featured in Episode 5 of She Says. We'll discuss the podcast, but it's really hopefully going to be a broader conversation about sexual assault, how these cases are investigated, what's being done to support survivors, and what needs to change. And we'll be opening up to questions from the public. So if you attend tonight, you'll be able to ask a question to the panel as well.
WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, host of the She Says podcast. You can find that at wfae.org/She Says. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.